弟兄姐妹们平安，
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，这些日子带我们一起读了出埃及记。
We thank the Lord for leading us to read the book of Exodus these days.
这是非常宝贵的一卷书。
It's such a precious book.
出埃及记是圣经的第二卷，是创世纪的记序。
This is the second book in the whole Bible, the continuation of the first book, Genesis.
我们知道创世纪跟出埃及记之间呢，有一段空隙的时间。
We know there's a gap in time between these two books.
如果从约瑟的死到摩西的诞生，中间大概是300年。
There are about 300 years in between the death of Joseph and the birth of Moses.
那如果是从雅各下埃及到以色列人出埃及呢，总共是430年。
And the time between the exiting of the Canaan by Jacob's family to the birth of Moses, there are about 430 years.
所以我们知道，大概整个出埃及记是从主前1706年呢，一直到1490年。
Therefore, the entire book of Exodus is between 1706 to 1490 BC.
那其中所包括的这个年代，总共大概是216年。
Encompasses about 216 years.
当我们在读创世纪的时候，曾经和大家有交通。
And we share with you when we were reading the book of Genesis.
亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各他们的经历，基本上是属于个人的经历。
And the experiences of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those are individual experiences.
也就是讲到说，一个人或者一个信徒有三段的经历。
And that tells us there are three stages of us Christians.
那亚伯拉罕呢，讲到蒙召，还有凭信活在与神交通中的经历。
And the experience of Abraham speaks of how a saint that was called and also lived by faith.
以撒特别讲到享受产业的经历。
And Isaac refers to the experiences of inheriting the fullness of Christ.
而雅各呢，他被制作、被改变，这个变化的经历。
And the experience of Jacob refers to the change and the transformation as a Christian.
从雅各变成以色列。
From a person, Jacob, to the person, Israel.
所以我们知道创世纪里面的经历主要是个人的。
Therefore, all the experiences in the book of Genesis refer to individual experience.
而出埃及记的经历呢，它主要是团体的。
And the experiences referred to in the book of Exodus is the experience of corporate body.
创世纪讲到以色列，是讲到雅各被变化之后，他个人成为这么荣耀的神的王子。
And in the book of Genesis, Jacob's transformation refers to a person's change from a regular person to a person of a princess.
出埃及记里面讲到以色列，是讲到神的子民要成为一个国度。
In the book of Exodus, it talks about God's people will eventually become a kingdom.
所以出埃及记中描写是整个他的经历呢，是讲到是团体的。
Therefore, the description in the book of Exodus is an experience of a corporate body.
无论是呼召、救赎、引导、启示，还有建造，都是全体的。
And regardless is for the calling, redemption, guidance, revelation, and the building up are all referring to that of a corporate body.
容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。这是神对他子民、对他百姓发出的呼召。
Let my people go so they may worship me. This is a calling from God to his people.
这也是出埃及记所启示出来，神对他子民有一个这么重要的旨意。
Also, this is a revelation from God for his people.
那为了要让神的百姓能够去，
In order for his people to go,
神用羔羊的血，他成为以色列百姓的救赎。
He first used the blood of the lamb as the redemption for his people.
把他们从埃及领出来。
In order to lead them out of Egypt.
经过了旷野。
Through the wilderness.
要把他们带进神所应许的地点，就是迦南美地。
He will lead them into the promised land.
所以这样子我们就知道出埃及记呢，也是称为救赎之书。
Therefore, the book of Exodus is also the book of redemption.
因为它是整个神救赎计划，好像是一个图样，是一个模型。
Because it's like the drawing, a model of God's plan of redemption.
那它的目的呢，要让神的百姓侍奉耶和华。
And the purpose of the entire book is so that his people may worship or may serve him.
他也教导他的子民要如何的来侍奉，来敬拜神。
He also instructed his people how to serve him.
那神跟以色列人立约，他颁了十诫。
And also he made a covenant with Israelites through the Ten Commandments.
他定了各种的祭，有节期，有各样的条例。
And he set up different seasons, regulations, and covenants.
那让他们能够知道要怎么样来敬拜神，来侍奉神。
So that they may learn how to serve God, how to worship him.
并且出埃及记很重要，启示会幕的样式。
And most importantly, in the book of Exodus, God revealed to them the pattern of the tabernacle.
建造会幕有一个目的，就是要亲自和神的子民能够同住。
God established a tabernacle of meeting for the sole purpose that he can have a dwelling place among his people.
整个会幕显出神永远不改变的旨意。
And the meeting, the tent of meeting,tells us God's everlasting and unchanging purpose.
讲到基督和教会。
That is the relationship between Christ and his church.
基督成为我们的救赎。
And Christ is our redemption.
教会呢，是基督丰满的彰显。
And church is the manifestation of Christ's fullness.
所以我们从旧约，我们也可以一直看见神永远的心意，到新约，保罗就告诉我们非常的清楚。
Therefore, we can clearly see the heart of the Lord from Old Testament to New Testament. Even Paul made it clear to us.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
The fullness of the one that fills all and in all.
神的心意是要得着一个荣耀的教会。
In God's heart, all he wants is to have this glorious church.
成为他永远的居所，他的住处。
To become his everlasting abiding place.
下面我们看几个要字。
Also, I would like to go over a few key words in the book of Exodus.
借着这些要字，我们可以认识出埃及记它中心的意义。
And through these few keywords, then we can grasp the main thoughts in the book of Exodus.
那第一个就讲到救赎。
The first keyword is redemption.
所以出埃及记六章六节说：“所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华。”我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，下面说救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。
Exodus chapter 6 verse 6 says, Therefore say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched armAnd with mighty acts of judgment.
所以我们知道在埃及他们是为奴的，做奴隶的。
Therefore we know Israelites were slaves in Egypt.
那埃及呢，整个也预表着这一个世界。
And Egypt represented the world.
他们在那里做苦工。
They were working really hard.
而神要救赎他们。
And God wants to rescue them.
但是我们知道救赎是一个手续。
We know rescue is the redemption is just a mean.
So 我们在下面呢，要认识到神要带他们进入那一个他永远的心意。
then we need to understand the purpose that God has toward them.
那第二个就是越过。
The second key word is Passover.
让我们知道说神是如何来救赎他们的。
Through this, we understand how God managed to rescue them.
那出埃及记12章23节告诉我们说，因为耶和华要巡行击杀埃及人，他看见血在门楣上和左右的门框上，就必越过那门，不容灭命的进你们的房屋击杀你们。
Exodus 12:23, when the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the doorframe, and will pass over the doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down.
他们把血涂在门框和门楣上。
They had to apply the blood on the top and sides of the doorframe.
灭命的天使是一看见这血就越过他们。
The angel of death will pass over them once he sees the blood.
其实不是那一个羔羊的血。
It really is not the blood of those killed lamb.
今天我们得蒙救赎是因为神的儿子耶稣基督的宝血。
That spared their lives, and you and I are redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ.
神一看见他儿子的血
，And the moment the God sees the blood of His own Son，
他公义的要求满足了
，And all the requirements of His righteousness are fulfilled。
他越过，他不来审判我们
，Therefore He is able to pass over us and will not judge us。
那这也就是逾越节的意义
，And this is the meaning of Passover。
那第三个要字是讲到侍奉。
The third key word is service or worship.
出埃及记三章十二节，神说：“我必与你们同在。你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。这就是我打发你去的证据。”
And Exodus chapter 3 verse 12 says, "And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you. That is, I who have sent you.When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain.
所以我们知道侍奉是神在他子民身上一个何等宝贵的心意。
Therefore, it is God's precious thought and purpose on us, His people, that is to serve Him, to worship Him.
蒙赎的子民都要侍奉神。
People who are redeemed should serve God.
第四个字是讲到同住。
The fourth key word is abiding.
出埃及记二十五章第八节说：“又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。”
Exodus chapter 25 verse 8 says, "Then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them."
神告诉他们说：“为什么要建造会幕？”
God explained to them why He wanted to build the tabernacle.
因为神要住在他们中间。
It's because God wants to live among them.
我们也交通过这一个心意呢，一直到启示录最后完成了。
And this desire, this purpose was finally accomplished in the book of Revelation.
神得着那一个圣城新耶路撒冷。
Where Jesus God has obtained for Himself the city of New Jerusalem.
神可以永远与他的子民能够同住。
In that city, God is able to dwell among His people forever.
第三个大段我们要讲到要节。
And the third major point, we'll go over some key verses in this book.
第一个，出埃及记三章第八节。
The first key verse is Exodus chapter 3 verse 8.
我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流来雨蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、希未人、耶布斯人之地。
I have come down to rescue them from the hand of Egyptians.And bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.
所以在这边，神把他们带出埃及地。
Here it shows that God has brought them out of the land of Egypt.
他的目的呢，是要进到迦南美地。
In order they may enter into the land of Canaan.
所以出他的目的是为着进入那更好的，是牛奶与蜜之地。
So the exiting out of Egypt is meant for them to enter into the beautiful and spacious land of Canaan.
那第二个是出埃及第八章第一节。
Second key verse is Exodus chapter 8, verse 1.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Exodus 8:1 says, Then the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, This is what the Lord says, Let my people go so that they may worship me.
所以他的百姓能够脱离埃及，这是一个手续。
Therefore, bringing them out of Egypt is just a process, a procedure.
救赎的目的是为着侍奉。
For the very purpose of serving God.
所有蒙赎的人都应当侍奉神。
All the redeemed people should serve him.
我们得蒙救赎，我们就是一个侍奉神的人。
You and I have been redeemed, and we are people that serve God.
那第三个是一个段落，好，是出埃及第19章第三节到第六节。
The next key verse is more than one verse. It's from Exodus 19, verses 3 to 6.
就我们看到摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样的告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人，要说下面一段非常重要的话。
And this is what God told Moses to tell his people specifically. Therefore, it's a very, very important passage.
我向埃及人所做的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上来归我。
Verse 4 says, You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Verse 5, Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, that out of all nations you will be my treasured possession, although the whole earth is mine.
他的意思要从万民中把他的儿女们分别出来，单单是属于神的。
And he set them aside out of all nations, make them his specially owned possession.
第六节讲到说，你们要归我做祭司的国度。
And verse 6 says, You will be for me a kingdom of priests.
那这一个国度里面，每一个人都是侍奉神的，都是祭司。
And therefore, everyone in this kingdom is a priest who serves God.
他说，为圣洁的国民。
And a holy nation.
圣是讲到分别出来，这是一个圣洁、分别归给耶和华的一个国度。
The word holy here means being set aside specifically for the Lord.
这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And he told Moses, tell Israelites these things.
我们也知道说，神向着以色列百姓的这一个心意。
And also, it is clear to us the heart of God toward his people Israelites.
必须要等到最后主耶稣基督他来了才完成，而且是先成就在我们的身上。
And this desire will not be accomplished or fulfilled until the coming of Jesus Christ, which has happened to you and me first.
彼得前书告诉我们，我们是都是有君尊的祭司。
And First Peter told us that we all are royal priests.
我们是圣洁的国度。
And we are God's holy nation.
我们是属神的子民。
And we all are people of God.
我们蒙的恩何等的大。
We have been so greatly blessed.
下面一个要节是39章的32节。
And the next key verse is from the book of Exodus, chapter 39, verse 32.
帐幕就是会幕，一切的工就这样做完了。凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，以色列人都照样做了。
So all the work on the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was completed. The Israelites did everything just as the Lord commanded Moses.
他这边告诉我们，照一切的工呢，都是照着耶和华所吩咐的。
Here it says, all the work was done as the Lord has commanded Moses.
摩西上到西乃山，他领受了山上的样式。
Moses went up to the mountain of Sinai and received the instruction from the Lord, the pattern of the tabernacle.
所有的建造，你不是照着自己的心意、自己的想法就来建造。
Therefore, he does not establish the tent according to his own ideas.
都要照着山上的样式。
But the instruction of the Lord on the mountain.
他们得着了许多的巧匠，许多有智慧的。
He has obtained for this construction many talented men who has wisdom from the Lord.
那各样的才干，各样的这些有智慧的，他们聚在一起，但是呢，不是照着自己的方法，不是照着自己的才能来建造，是照着山上的样式。
And all the men with wisdom and gift gathered together to build up the tent, not according to their own ability, but through the pattern instructed by God to Moses on the mountain.
当他们照着山上的样式把整个会幕建造起来了。
And when they finished the or when they complete the building of the tent according to the instruction of the Lord on the mountain.
出埃及记四十章三十四节说，当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
And at that moment, as described in Exodus chapter 40, verse 34, then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord fulfilled the tabernacle.
神心意要得着这个会幕，成为他和百姓能够同在的一个地方，能够相会的一个地方。
Because God wants to obtain for himself through this tent a place where he can dwell among his own people.
会幕的上面是有云彩遮盖。
And the tent is covered by the cloud on the top.
会幕的里面是耶和华的荣光充满。
And inside the tent is the glory of God.
我们盼望借着要字和要节，我们大概就能够知道出埃及记它主要的旨意。
And through these key verses, key words, we can pretty much grasp the main ideas in this book.
那下面第四个大段，我们稍微看一下出埃及记的概述。
And then we just want to go through the general outline.Of this book.
那出埃及记呢，首先他指出以色列子民他们如何在埃及之地呢是做奴隶的。
Initially, this book tells us how Israelites became slaves in the land of Egypt.
然后接下来启示以色列子民他们蒙了救赎和拯救。
And then revealed to us how they were redeemed and saved.
他们蒙了救赎和拯救之后呢，有一段时间他们在旷野，他们接受主的引导。
After Israelites were redeemed and saved, they were led by the Lord in the wilderness.
我们知道白日有云柱，夜间有火柱来引导他们。
And they were led during the daytime, the pillar of cloud, and at night, the pillar of fire.
他们也经历到玛纳天天从天而降。
Also, they experienced the provision.Of manna, which was sent down from heaven every day.
火水呢，从裂开的磐石流出来。
And also, they saw the living water through the open rocks.
然后我们看到以色列人在他们旅程中呢，被带到西乃山。
And then, in their journey, they were brought to Mount Sinai.
然后在那里，他们接受了神永远旨意的启示。
Where they receive the revelation of God's everlasting heart.
神要在地上有他的居所。
That is to God will find a dwelling place on earth for itself.
神救赎他们，要他们来侍奉神。
God has redeemed them so that they may serve and worship Him.
神也设立了许许多多，让他们能够认识到该如何来敬拜神。
And also God set up all these rules so they may learn how to serve and worship God.
那个时候他们怎么样献祭，他们有很多的律例典章是外面的，但是今天我们知道神要带我们进入属灵的实际。
What they received are the rules, regulations, and laws. These were outward things. And today, you and I have been led by God internally, spiritually.
他们得着启示，然后呢，他们建造会幕，做神的居所。
They received the revelation, so they learned how to build up the tent of meeting for God.
那整个出埃及记说到圣洁的神借着他大能的作为与羔羊的宝血，将他的百姓从埃及为奴之家拯救出来。
In the book of Exodus, we saw how God, through His mighty hand and the lamb of the blood of the lamb, He brought Him His people. He delivered them out of Egypt into Canaan.
然后出埃及让我们看到神启示他的心意。
And through this book, God revealed His heart to us.
让他的百姓呢被建造成为一群能够按照山上的样式来侍奉神的子民。
So that his people can be built up and to serve him according to the pattern on the mountain.
弟兄姐妹，这是出埃及记。
Brothers and sisters, this is the book of Exodus.
今天我们真是经历，我们是蒙赎的子民。
And you and I truly have experienced.That we are indeed God's people.
今天神也呼召我们每一个都起来侍奉。
And God has called each and every one of us to come serve Him.
照着山上的样式来侍奉。
To serve Him according to the pattern on the mount.
神正在经营，正在建造，他得着我们成为一个荣耀的教会。
And God is managing and God is building us up.Into a glorious church,
成为他荣耀的居所
to become his glorious dwelling place.
那第五个大段其实我们是讲到分段哈，那我们就不详细的在其中每一项再跟弟兄姐妹分享，因为大家都一起读过，而且都很熟悉了。
And the fifth point we try to make is the breakdown of this whole book.But we will not go into details because we all are very familiar with how it's divided.
那基本上我们知道大概分成八个大段。
And there are about eight big sections.
那第一段呢是讲到以色列人在埃及为奴，这是出埃及记的第一章。
The first section, which much pretty much is the first chapter of the book, talks about how Israelites have become slaves in the land of Egypt.
那第二个大段是救赎器皿的兴起，主要就是摩西神所带领以色列百姓，神要使用他带百姓出埃及的器皿，这是第二章到第四章。
And the second major point will be for chapter 2 to chapter 4, talk about how God rose up Moses as a vessel that can rescue his people.
那第三个大段讲到法老的硬心，我们也看到神大能的作为，这是第五章到第十一章。
And the third major section is chapter 5 to 11. It shows the hardened heart of Pharaoh and the mighty hand of God.
那第四个大段就是神救赎以色列百姓出埃及。
And the fourth major point is how God rescued and redeemed his people out of Egypt.
这是十二章到十五章的二十一节。
As chapter 12 to chapter 15, verse 21.
然后第五个大段，他们出了埃及，这边开始了往西乃山之旅。这边特别讲到属天教育，这是十五章的二十二节到十八章的二十七节。
And the fifth point is their journey in the wilderness.Onto Mount Sinai. That's chapter 15, verse 22 to 18:27. This is what we call heavenly education.
那第六个大段是颁布律法，这是十九章到二十四章。
And the sixth major point is the issuing of the law. That's chapter 19 to 24.
那我们也看到他颁布了十诫。
And here you see God gave out the Ten Commandments.
那其中一到四条是对神的，五到十条呢是对人的。
And the first to the fourth commandment are toward God, and the fifth to the tenth are toward man.
那另外还有许多的典章，特别是讲到生活的条例。
And there are additional regulations regarding how to live our daily life.
那第七个大段是会幕的启示。
And the seventh major point is the revelation of the tabernacle.
那让我们认识到侍奉的典章。
Here we realize or learn the principle of service.
那从启示，然后一直到建造，从二十五章一直到出埃及记的最后，把会幕建造完成。
From the revelation to the actual building, as chapter 25 to 40.
所以我们在出埃及记第八个大段，我们是从二十五章到四十章，好，那这整段来讲呢，后面一段从三十二章开始呢，它是讲到说当中发生了金牛犊的事件。
So the eighth major point actually covers from chapter 25 to 40. It talks about the actual building of the tent, and in the very section from chapter 32 to 33, talk about the event of building the golden calf.
然后后来神再重新和他们立约。
And how God remade the covenant with them.
最后他们实际照着山上的样式把会幕建造起来。
And eventually they build up the tent according to the pattern of the mount.
刚刚我们读到会幕建造起来了以后呢，神的荣耀充满在会幕的里面。
As we just read, once the tabernacle is fully built, God's glory filled the tent.
神晓谕摩西，正月初一日，你要立起帐幕。
And the Lord instructed Moses, on the first month and the first day of the first month, you shall raise up the tent.
出埃及记何等的宝贵。
How precious is the book of Exodus.
它不只是讲到我们个人一个一个的，他拯救我们。
It talks about not only God save us individually, one by one.
出埃及记特别讲到一个团体，他的救赎是团体的。
It also explains to us how God gathered us as a group.
他带我们一同在旷野的路上经历他怎么样引导我们。
In the journey in the wilderness, we can experience how He guides us every step of the way.
我们得着生命的灵粮，得着生命的活水。
We receive the spiritual food and spiritual living water.
他将他的心意启示在我们的里面。
And He showed to us what was in His heart.
今天律法是刻在我们心板上。
Therefore, the law is now engraved in our hearts.
他教导我们怎么样来侍奉、来敬拜他。
And God instructs us how to serve Him, how to worship Him.
他启示他心意，还要建造一个荣耀的教会。
He revealed to us that His desire to build up a glorious church.
每一样会幕所预表的，其实讲到这位荣耀的主耶稣基督。
Everything in the meeting of tent.Speaks of the character of Jesus Christ.
主已经把他自己赐给我们。
Our Lord has given us Himself.
他正在经营建造，他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
And He is managing and He is building in order to obtain for Himself a glorious church.
我们求主借着出埃及记继续向我们说话。
May the Lord continue to speak to us through this book.
我们一起在主面前有一点的祷告。
And let us pray together.
主，我们何等的感谢你，借着出埃及记，将你的心意向我们来打开。
Oh Lord, how we thank you for revealing your heart toward us through the book of Exodus.
我们都是你付了重价所买赎回来的。
We have been redeemed by a great price paid by you.
我们已经脱离了仇敌的权势，你将我们迁入爱子的国度。
You have delivered us out of the bondage of the enemies and brought us into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
救我们脱离世界，进入你的复原。
And you have brought us out of the world into your fullness.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank you and we praise you.
你得着我们每一位，我们都是侍奉神的，都是君尊的祭司。
Please obtain each and every one of us to become a priest in your kingdom, a man or woman that serves you.
主啊，启示你自己的心意。
Lord, reveal your heart to us.
建造荣耀的教会。
In order to build up for yourself a glorious church.
我们把自己都奉献在主你的手里。
We offer ourselves in your hand.
我们的心渴慕主你真实住在我们中间。
We long for your presence among us, Lord.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们就分享到这里。感谢主，
and、
神祝福大家。
Our sharing ends here, and thank the Lord. May God bless you.